Blog Talk Radio.
It's Rossi Bowes, y'all. Yeah, yeah, it's Shay Rose, y'all. Yeah, this the Rossi Bowes Show. You are now in tune. You ain't locked in yet, then you will be soon. Shay Rose on the wing, regardless of the topic. Put these two together and they be doing their thing. Got interesting guests stopping through for an interview. Showing love for the fans, calling in, you getting through. Join the convo, you can give a shout out. Here's the number for your phone so you can dial out. 347-838-9540. Don't call too late, cause you don't want to miss all the action. Tons of laughing, bunch of memorable moments, 2 hours fasting. Expand your horizons, open your mind. Had a hard, long day, come and have a good time. Have an opinion to share, call up and let it go. Walk along, it's Real Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Roxy Rose. And
hey,
my co-host, Shay Rose.
Shay.
And you're now in tune with the Roxy Rose Show.
Shay, up in here?
No, kidding. Shay, how was your week this 4 days into it?
Oh, man, are you even asking me? I don't remember. I don't know what I did today.
I don't remember either. So much over.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty crazy, though. We went into D.C. on the metro with 5 kids. What?
Roxy and Shay up in the train.
You're insane. Insane. I can't believe you talked me into that.
I thought we took it like a champ, so.
I'm still exhausted from that.
I thought we did a pretty good job. Yeah. Now I'm sick, probably from being out in the cold so long.
I know.
But whatever. It was worth it. We have some great pictures and some great memories.
That's true. That's true. It's worth it.
I won't stop talking about it.
Worth in the long run.
So
what
we
have for
show
today?
This week. We're talking about Teen Moms. Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows the very popular and famous show Teen Mom. Shay, I'm sure you've heard of Teen Mom before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've watched
yeah.
it. Definitely.
So today we're going to discuss why it's so popular. We're definitely going to inspect why the U.S. actually has the highest, even in the U.K., they have the highest ratings of teen pregnancies. And this show, we want to discuss the epidemic of babies having babies.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I recently was actually watching some footage of, in the U.K., actually, they have a show, I think it's called Underage. It's like a play on Teen Mom, just the UK version. And it was really interesting because how they feel is that the reason that they're having babies is because they want to and because these mothers, they actually want to get pregnant. And it's not because of a lack of contraception, and but it's more just a lack of, you know, when you're kind of like in a desperate situation, you're kind of in the bottom, you don't feel like you're going to go anywhere, you kind of want that closeness. And a lot of people feel like it's from broken homes and stuff like that. You kind of want your own family and to kind of rise up from that. So I was wondering what your take on that was, Shay.
That's crazy. That's in the UK. There's actually, I didn't even hear that there was a show in there.
Yeah.
And that's what they feel,
that.
That they're doing it for, not, I mean,
oh,
not a lack
underage
of
underage and pregnant.
And they're doing
well,
it as a choice, you're saying?
Well, this was one of the people on the show, Carly and Molly. This was her mom. This is what she thought, because she actually got pregnant when she was 14, and she had a miscarriage. Yeah, the mom didn't know, which I'm not sure how you don't know that your child had a miscarriage, but whatever.
Well, that's the problem in the first place. They don't know what they're
that's,
what
yeah.
the hell their kids are doing.
Exactly, that's the problem in the first place. And then, so she feels like she got pregnant again on purpose. Now she's on the show, and she got pregnant when she was 15.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's literally the dumbest reason. She, like, talks about it. She says, I was on the pill, and I started to get side effects, and I just stopped taking it.
Oh, wow. That's great. What the? That's insane. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Did you hear
know.
In Massachusetts, did you hear about, that sounds, it's pretty similar, the 17 girls that actually got pregnant as like a pact?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that ever?
That was a while ago.
I know. It was a long time ago. But that it just reminded me of it when you said that these girls are actually doing it on purpose. You would think the teen moms, and most of them, I guess, you know, they don't want to be teen moms. It just happens. And, you know, and they know it sucks. It does suck. I mean, I think it does. But these girls in Massachusetts, 17 of them actually got pregnant as, like, a pact, like a
what
band.
What the hell?
Yeah, just, like, I guess
you know,
in UK,
I
don't
know. To be honest, if you have – let's say you could live with your parents and you have all your friends are doing it. I mean, it doesn't sound like such a bad deal to me.
Yeah, I know, especially when you're retarded. I feel like everybody in high school is retarded. I can just think back to...
Yeah.
You just think that's your life forever. High school, that's your life. You can never... I could not even fathom what's after high school. Like, you don't think it's ever going to end. You know?
Yeah.
You're 14 and 15, 16...
You literally
insane.
Think that. It's funny, my husband was saying the other day, he's like, I feel like my high school, like when I was there, was the longest time in my life. Even though I've been out for so long and I've done so much of my life, it felt like it was never going to end. And he can't
it's
even like
so
remember.
True.
He feels like, yeah, he feels like his life is flashing before his eyes now. Like he wants to slow it down.
It is.
Once you start popping those babies out, I don't know what happens. Like,
no, not even that. I think the second you graduate, like, college went crazy fast. It just flies. But in high school, no lie, like you said. You know, I think it was for me, I don't know, it was just a big thing, like, to be 21, and, like, I feel like that was, like, freedom time. And every time I looked at my, or, like, 18 or something, or 16, to get your driver's license, it seemed like forever to do that. And then you fill in your driver's license and says, you know, so whatever the age you're going to be when you're 21, you're like, that's never going to come. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And I always thought, like, the people, the seniors that just graduated, like, they were old. Like, I really thought, like, seriously, like, wow, they're so old.
You know what's really funny is now that I'm, like, obviously we're all out of high school now, and I have kids. I have two kids. And some of the kids I knew that when I was like a freshman or a junior and they were seniors and they seemed so much older than me, now they, you know, are still unmarried or still don't have kids, I feel like they're babies, which is really interesting how that switched.
Well, in a way...
You always feel like a little nerd.
What?
You always feel like when you're next to the seniors, oh, they're so cool. Oh, my gosh, the seniors.
No, it's so true. In high school, it's much different. Like, the age different. A freshman to a senior or whatnot seems like, you know, craziness. Like, you're a little baby. But when you're out of school, and even more so when you have children, it does just, you know, make you grow up so much faster.
Yeah.
Your memory goes. Great time. <Yeah. laughs> It's going to be my 10-year anniversary this summer. Do you know that?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
what you guys were really young. I'm surprised you guys weren't teen moms when you pop out babies.
What?
Teen parents. I'm surprised you guys weren't teen parents.
Why do you say that?
Because
you guys as in who?
Love,
me or my high school?
You and Ben. Like, you guys
what?
Love the babies. You want to pop out babies every day.
Okay, yeah,
like,
I knew my husband when I was 16,
babies?
But we were not thinking about popping out babies.
What did you say?
I said, yeah, I knew my husband when we were 16, but hell no, I was not thinking about popping out babies. Oh, my Lord. No.
Can you think about how different your life would have been? Because you guys actually knew each other then. I knew my husband, but we weren't friends then.
Yeah, you did. No, I couldn't. I just couldn't imagine. Like, we've
what do you
had so many
happened?
Opportunities after 16. You're just a baby. You really are a baby. You don't even realize it when you're that age.
Yeah.
You feel, I can remember, like, it was yesterday, thinking I was so adult and so grown up and, like, you can't tell me what to do and I could do it, you know. I mean, I traveled to different countries, you know, not 16. I think I was about 17 years old when I first did, but no, I cannot even fathom about having a child. I think it's just ridiculous to have a child so young.
I can't
even.
There's
so many opportunities. I mean, you have so much time when you're older, you know, in your 20s, whatnot, to have children. Why make yourself grow up so fast?
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny because my sister had a child, and she was, I think she, right before she turned 19. I don't know if she was 19 yet.
But she was married.
And that was, she was married. Yeah, she was married.
So tell me about that,
anymore.
And then I'm going to tell you about mine, because I also have a sister who's a teen mom, but it's a different experience. So
yeah,
let's hear about the married sister.
Well, they actually got a divorce, and she's married to someone else, thank God, a really nice guy, and she has six kids now. But at the time, it was, like, just a disaster because, you know, being pregnant, especially in having a child, your first one when you're so young, and then not really having the father in the picture is really just awful. And then, she really, thank God, she was a really strong person. She tried. She worked her butt off, and she sacrificed a lot to make sure that her child was taken care of. Actually, she moved in with my brother. They lived together for a while. But she, thank God, she really got her life together. But I'm not going to lie, like, just watching her was exhausting. Having a child and really needing to, especially then going through the whole dating scene and all that with a child is crazy.
No, that's the other thing. Go ahead.
What? Not to mention the fact that she's, like, 34 now and has six kids. She looks like she's 14. But
no, I know. She's a super mom. I know her. And, I mean, she's just a total role model, like, amazing person.
I don't know how
that's
she does
nuts.
It.
That's hard stuff. And that's another thing. When you're, a teen, these mothers, I can't imagine having a child without my husband. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's super, super hard without a support, you know. You need support.
Yeah.
To have a child on my own, that's another thing. They're not just teen moms. They're, for the most part, single teen moms. And, a lot of times they have their mother. I mean, okay, they might have their boyfriend, but I don't know. I'm basing it more off of this show, you know, the teen mom show. From what I see, the father's not in the picture. And if he is, he might stop by with a pack of diapers every now and then or might pretend. Like, I mean, they like the kid, but – I mean, they're
totally
just probably
different.
As nervous as the mother, and, I mean, they're not around. How could you have that if you don't want the support? It's
just that
crazy
night support.
Stressful.
My husband works very long hours, but just knowing that he's home at night, even when he leaves early, like when he has to be at work at 4, those days are horrible. Like, the mornings are so hard because now I have two kids, and I have to get ready for work. And I have to make sure everything's ready. We have to prepare. We have to make sure the house is spotless before we go to bed. We have to prepare, make sure the lunches are ready. And if it's been, like, a hard day, I get off work and I have to go rush out to go get my son. And then, you know, I don't want to go straight home. I want to go I want to take them somewhere. If we don't get home, you know, in a decent hour and we're just exhausted, I'm not going to lie, 7, 8 o'clock, all we want to do is be in our beds. And
exactly.
We want to do our thing. We don't want to sit there and clean the house. If we don't prepare the night before, it's like a disaster in the morning. I can't imagine doing that every day by yourself. It just sounds like a nightmare from hell.
No, because even so, when my husband gets home most days, I'm like, I'm out of here. I got to have a break. What do you do if you can't leave? I mean, that's craziness.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Some people
I
got to
get out of here.
Yeah. You don't make it seem that way, Shay. You just look like the happiest.
No,
because
on the outside, exterior, you know, like you have to be like, I feel like you have to preach it in order to do it. Like, I have to be verbal.
True.
Like, I am, you know, a strong person. I am this. I am that. You know, like, and make it seem like I am, and then I will be. But you don't feel like it inside. It's a struggle. I mean, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have three little ones, and I just, you know, it is craziness. I mean.
You have your moment.
Like you said, you have to prepare. You have to think ahead every single second. You can't be sick. You can't, you know, have a lax day or none of that.
No. I mean, what is a lax day? I don't even know.
I know. And my husband travels like crazy, and your husband works crazy-ass hours. Like, could not even imagine. I don't even know how he does it.
He's actually
going to
be working through the night tonight. He's sleeping right now. He's sleeping right now, but he has to go into work at 12 and work through the night.
What the hell? Don't ever have your own family business, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, though?
God willing, it'll pay off.
Proud of him. First of all, I'm really proud of him. And second of all, you know what? Thank God he doesn't have a boss. And he works his ass off. You know, some men are really deadbeats. And I know for a fact that he is a hard-ass worker. And he shows a really good example to our sons, and I think that's really important.
Yeah, exactly.
So as much as I don't like it, it's better than an alternative.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's hard. Hard for you, hard for him, but, you know, God willing, it will pay off for you guys in the end, and it is definitely, it's nice. You always bring your sons in to see daddy working, you know,
see
the business, and it's great for them.
So that is the good part about having your own business is, you know, and what I've seen with, you know, with my brothers also in their own business, it's nice. You can kind of incorporate your family more. So there are, like, there are a lot of ups, but I just try to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping by yourself at night, scary with two kids in the house. I just throw the kids into my bed, and I have a bat next to my bed.
A bat.
I don't sleep well.
I got my Glock.
You got your Glock?
Glock? I have three guns.
Oh, really? I have a shotgun, but it's under.
I don't know what a Glock
is.
I just hear that all the time.
I wouldn't know how to use it, really.
Oh, you know how to use it?
I went shooting once.
To go shooting, lady. I've gone in Texas now that I'm in the Texas. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, you probably go a lot now.
Yeah, I practice also. You have to practice tonight. You know, you have to practice loading and unloading and this and that because I definitely want to be prepared. I mean, my husband's gone a lot, so I don't know what the hell else I would do with three kids.
What do you do with the kids when you're practicing, when you're going to the shooting range?
So either a friend watches or luckily at this range we go on Sundays and nobody's there. So it's a drive-up range. So they're either, we wait for nap time, they're sleeping in the car, or they have their little, we do whatever we can for a little date time. Or they have the movie players.
You gotta get creative.
Yeah, they have the movie players. So we step out of the car, and it's just me and my husband shooting down the range. It's an open, you know, outdoor range, and
that's
it's just
amazing.
In front of us. So. Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, Texas is awesome.
I wouldn't
have
even thought to do that. I need to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the problem.
It's
like, what the hell do you do with the kids?
I know. Well, you'll have to get, hopefully, you know,
what?
Bribe some in-laws to watch them.
Yeah. I always get, I get really scared because, honestly, if I'm in my bed and it's the middle of the night and someone's breaking in, I have, like, I play out every scenario of how I would go about getting, collecting the children. How
I know, me too.
I mean, honestly, that gun isn't going to help me. Like, first of all, I have to go get it. I have to unlock it. I have to blow it.
You have to practice. I practice. You have to practice or you're going to freeze up.
Yeah, forget freeze up. I'm not going to know how to do it. Period. It's, like, so complicated. Because I'm not going to know how to, I don't even know how to, like, load it. I did it once.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you've
got to practice. Me neither.
I have to go practice. You're right.
Yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
Let's hope that no one's breaking in anytime soon.
I know. I'm always thinking, like, should I throw the kids in the tub? Should I throw them in the closet?
Yeah.
Should I just leave them if they're sleeping and cover them with the blankets?
What? No. I throw them out the window. In my head, I throw them out the window.
Oh, I thought of that, too. Wrapping them in a blanket and throwing them out the window.
Yeah. I'm just going to take those little suckers, throw them right out the window, and then take care of business with my shotgun.
Throwing those little suckers right out the window.
See, these teen
like
moms,
that.
They have no idea. The rest of your life is, I wouldn't want to say, like, it's so horrible, but you have no idea. We will never do anything without thinking about our children first.
I know.
Ever.
Even driving, I'm like, what am I going to do if I go into the river, if I fall into this, or how am I going to get all three of them out?
If once, that was so scary because I saw something on the news about that, and I got so scared. I was like, what if we go in the water? I actually went to, I wanted to go buy one of those things to have in the car that breaks the windows open. Just in case.
I know, and it cuts your seatbelt.
I sound like a freak. What? Yeah, the what?
Yeah, and it cuts your seatbelt. It's like a little gadget. It, like, does, like, three things in one. I
Forget
know.
The seatbelt. I needed to open the freaking window.
Yeah, but once you're locked in, you can't get out of your damn seatbelt to do anything. You got to be able to cut your seatbelt, didn't you know?
Why can't you get out of your seatbelt? Why can't you just press the button?
Because once you crash, a lot of times the seatbelt jams, and they say you can't even get out of your seatbelt.
Are you for real? Just, that's the thing, is you have so many kids in a car. Like, who do you get first? And I need to teach Ty how to swim.
I can
these
swim.
Girls have no idea the rest of your life before. I have friends that don't have kids, and God bless them. I love them to death. But they do not understand. And I try to be really good about it. I try not to complain about it, but I have to plan. Like, I can't just, you can't just call me and be like, let's go do something. No, sister. I need time. I need to plan. Do you know how much food? I mean, we were on the train yesterday. Can you see how much food those kids consume?
I know. And you have to have it, like, on a drop, or you'll just, it'll just be the disaster. They'll go insane.
That was the problem yesterday, is that we had your stuff out because you were, like, head of the ship because you owned the ship. And then I had your little umbrella stroller because it was your stroller.
You need sandwiches,
my backpack,
and bars.
Yeah, my backpack was shoved underneath with my sandwiches and my snacks. Thank God Shay was really nice and she shared her fancy organic Trader Joe's bars.
Man, kids will kill you. Don't go crazy. They'll claw your eyes out. You don't have something to give them.
He saw Adiel. He was stuffing his face.
He's crazy. This kid got like four teeth, guys, chomping down some stuff. He's a beast. That's what he is.
Naveen's just trying to like feed everybody else. Girl.
I know, right? She's like, here, have some of this.
Oh, those kids were so funny. You know what? Honestly, if it was warmer outside, we would have been fine. It would have been totally
cool. Exactly. We were frozen.
I was really cold.
But I don't
know
about that.
Teen mothers. So what do you think? Like, why do you think that they're all getting pregnant and doing this? Do you think it's a lack of knowledge, a lack of contraception? Do you think it's the societal norm, or it's the judgments they're given?
Well, you know, first of all, I honestly think it's just stupidity. Like, you just kind of think it's not going to happen to me, and they're just retarded, and think that this thing will work or that thing will work, or, you know, it doesn't. But other than that, on the Teen Mom show, I always kind of thought it was negative. The show's message pretty much is that, like, unplanned teen pregnancies will bring, like, heartache and make getting an education extremely difficult or impossible. And that's what I thought it was kind of cheesy. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see that. I feel like it's, like glorifying it, but I was kind of against the show. But reading up on it and looking into things and what I've heard since 2009, they say that it's actually the national campaign to prevent teen and unplanned pregnancy. It credited the show as being like a contributing factor to helping teen pregnancy drop, like the actual teen since 2009. For the first time in, it said in first time in years that it's actually been dropped like significantly.
And
they say it's to the teen show mom because it's been showing the heartache and having to buy diapers, having your little 16-year-old boyfriend not being there in the wee hours of the night anymore. I mean,
that's twat.
And God forbid, never mind. Yeah, so I kind of, I don't
so what
know.
What do you think you contribute it to?
Contribute it?
You think it's just that they're stupid?
Yeah, I think they're stupid. I really think they're naive. I really think it's just like an in-the-moment thing.
I don't know how that's possible. I remember being that age. You have sex, the penis goes in the vagina, it squirts, you get pregnant. That's what happens. Like, that's what it does.
No, I feel like these kids just don't think it's going to happen to them. They're so cute. They're little cheerleaders. They think, you know, like, and it's just in the moment thing and maybe whatever, and it happens, and then you're screwed.
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
I actually think that it does have something to do with they actually have a desire to have a baby.
Really? I don't.
I really believe that, yeah. I really think that most of these little girls know that they're going to – girls. I mean, I'd like to say girls and boys, but honestly, it probably is mostly the girls. I do think that the guys are definitely just being dumbasses because they should make sure that their girl's protected. So it's both of their faults equally. But I definitely think that the girls aren't – all of them, you know, most of them aren't really upset if they wind up being pregnant. And this girl said, I was watching this video, she's like, yeah, at first I was, you know, just scared, but, you know, I was actually happy in the end. And the mom's like, yeah, she was really happy she was pregnant. She totally wanted this.
I don't know.
Even the truth is, it's nature. We have it built in us to want to get pregnant.
I hear you.
That's how the birds and the bees, that's how we survived evolution, you know, whatever. That's how it works, is we have this instinct in us to be pregnant. And I think that in a lot of these girls, it's really strong. And you have a boyfriend. I mean, that's why I don't want my kids going to a co-ed school, because, I mean, just to have that right in your face all the time is just, it's literally a recipe for disaster.
Well, also, you have to have, I mean, you got to see these, some, a lot of these teen moms' families, where they grew up and what their family, their mothers and fathers are like. I feel like if they grew up and they have, you know, a better role models and better, you know, things stuck in their head, like you're, I mean, that you're going to grow up, you do this, you do that, you go to college, then you get married, then it's a little different. Some of these parents could care less. They don't know where their children are. They, you know, don't check into their children, don't see what's going on in reality, and the kids know this, and they're just, you know, free-for-all out there, 16 years old, doing whatever the hell they
Woo!
Want.
Party.
It's a little... And also, I could kind of understand where you... I guess I could see where you... Some of them probably do want it when they're young like that. I feel like... Or even not even so young as 16, maybe like 17, 18, and if you could think, like... I could think of something like... they're really crappy, they're getting, you know, like, getting crappy grades, or they're just maybe even in the drugs, or this and that, and their parents don't like, they feel like they're not being loved, maybe they have children to get love and to get attention, maybe even, you know,
yeah,
in their
sure.
early, to get attention. I feel like a lot of times it's to get attention and to get... If without the children, you know, a lot of times in the, you know, family can probably care less about them. I'm not saying like just 16. I'm saying young mothers.
I mean, I think for sure. I don't think it's just stupidity, especially on the girls' part. And I hate, I'm not like, I hate to say it's the girls' blame. It's definitely both of them to blame, because the guys should definitely make sure before they have sex that she's protected in some way or he's protected. But I definitely think that on the girl's part, it's definitely some sort of emotional void or just some natural thing that they have that they want to be pregnant.
I hear a little bit.
And I definitely think that a lot of places, and this is what they were discussing when I was reading a lot of articles, is that a lot of impoverished places is that they don't have anything. Like, they're not thinking, oh, my life is going to be so glamorous when I'm when we're older. They're just thinking, oh... You know, this is, I'm pretty much going to have the same life that my family has, you know, can't really afford college, you know, what do I have to look forward to? So they get pregnant. They want to have a family. Well, that's more glamorous than thinking, oh, I'm just going to be working at Denny's Diner for the next 10
years.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times these kids come, they're, you know, they grow up in a shitty environment. What are they? What else do they have? I mean, they just think that's what they expect. Their mother probably had them young. They just think that's kind of the norm a lot of times. Like, oh, so what if I'm pregnant? So what if I'm a teenager? It happens. It's just bound to happen. That's just what's in line for me. A lot of times, I mean, majority of the time, I think these parents should be held accountable. I mean, how
that's
are these
the
children
truth.
Even able to do this? Where are they... I mean, I don't know. It's craziness.
I mean, teenagers, they need to be exhausted at the end of the day. You need to keep them so
exactly. Having extracurricular activities.
Yeah, 100%. They need to be just exhausted physically, mentally. You need to throw them into some sort of club. You need to throw them into different activities. They should,
yeah,
you know.
Or.
I'm all about the farm. Like, I need to just have a farm pop out of nowhere and have animals that they need to tend to.
I know, it's so true. I mean, you have to
work,
give them something that they love and they enjoy, and that they can't wait to get to. You know, like after school, I gotta hurry up and go do this activity. I gotta hurry up and go volunteer. I gotta hurry up and go, like you said, go milk the cows
and girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. No. I'm all about. I mean,
keeping them busy.
Yes, keeping them busy. Exactly.
I mean,
if they have a girlfriend or boyfriend. What?
Yeah. How do you feel about girlfriends and boyfriends?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even talking about my kids with girlfriends and boyfriends. I'm talking about maybe other people's kids. I feel like that they should definitely, if they want, if they're at an age that their parents are saying they are allowed to date, then they should be meeting these kids. They should, you know. And I'm all about also having things, having little get-togethers and parties and having your house be an open house, like having these children want to be home. Make it comfort, you know, make it fun to be home, make it a nice environment, have, like a little help your kids, get them snacks, this and that, music, whatever they want, and just, you know, and also an open, you know, keeping them talking to you, like communicative with you, like an open relationship.
Yeah.
Communication is key also with children.
Open, for sure. I don't know about you, but I'm really into arranged marriages.
Arranged marriages? That's not even talking about dating.
Screw that. The minute those hormones kick in, I'm just setting them up with their future husband.
So your kid is going to be a teen mom, huh? A teen married or a teen married father?
No. God forbid. No, but I feel
like what you say, keeping them entertained.
What did you say?
I like what you said, like keeping them entertained. Yeah. That's key. That's key. These parents are just, I mean, it sucks. They're just not taking responsibility enough for their children.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, we only have young kids, so it's hard to say, but just
exactly.
From an outsider.
I was just about to say, we can't, it's harder. You can't judge them. I mean, a lot of these, I mean, it just goes from, you know, like that's what happened with these mothers. That's what happened when they grew up, and they're probably struggling as well, working two jobs. Who knows if they're even with somebody. They could be single moms, and it's hard to keep track of your kids, but
I mean,
I definitely
think that that's a huge part in the society problem, which I think we made huge steps towards, you know, within feminism and different things like that, which have been amazing. And I think that they've been steps definitely in the right direction. But I definitely also feel like we've stepped back with raising our children. A lot of education, I think, comes from the home. And right now I feel like women in particular are so bogged down with having to fill not only the woman's role but also the man's role, because I think that really feminism is amazing and it's done a lot, but I think that it's definitely been perceived, maybe it's been
taken to an extreme.
Yeah, almost in the wrong way, where it, the real feminism, I think they should make it that women are able to work and to have their kids. I know so many people today, there was no school, and they're just lost. They don't know what to do. They have to be at work. You know, they can't bring their kids to work. They don't have anything to do with it. What are they going to do with their kid? They can't just leave their kids at home. And this is, like, a huge problem. Like, it shouldn't be like that. Like, there should be something that, you know, the businesses, the corporations, it should be more of a family-friendly environment. There should be, you know, maybe you could take your kids to work, or maybe you can, more people should be able to work from home if they need to. Maybe there should be, you know, in-house daycare for those days. They kind of need to make it more of a family-friendly environment. It's not friendly for mothers. That's the truth. That's the honest truth, is that the work environment is not friendly for mothers.
It's not even from the very beginning. Do you know that, like, maternity leave in Canada, just for instance, they have, what, like 6 months of maternity leave? And, fathers have paternity leave. They actually have, a good amount. What is it, like, I don't even know. They have a good amount of paternity leave for fathers in Canada. And here, I think at most it's 2 weeks. Mothers, 6 weeks. Like, that's not enough to be with your child.
That
in the
is not enough. You need to be there for your kids. And right now,
you're not
no
supporting
for the
breastfeeding.
Kids.
You know, these mothers, especially, I have some friends that are nurses. It's not, they have such a crazy, crazy schedule. They go back to work and they hardly even give them time to nurse. Some hospitals don't even allow it. It's just,
that's what
huge.
I heard also. She's like, of course I'm allowed to nurse, but I don't physically have the time. They give you these workloads that there's
no
time.
Exactly. They don't verbally say you're not allowed to nurse. They say, go ahead, but you need to make sure this, and this is done. And if it's not, then, you know, you're not doing your job, and they'll find somebody else.
So the problem, I think, a huge problem with the teen mom epidemic, especially in America, because America actually has the worst maternity leave I've seen out of all of the countries. I was looking a couple months ago, and I think we have the worst. And I think that's a huge part of it. It's not just the maternity leave. It's kind of like a mirror into our society where it's just not family friendly. They make it hard to have kids. There's no one taking care of the children, so no one knows what's going on with their teenagers because no one has time or the energy, and they're not able to, even if they really wanted to. They're just trying to busy their kids with something else so they can finish working.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, like, I think that's a huge problem. I mean, that could be a whole other topic.
Nope, totally agree. Definitely. Definitely should have, mothers should definitely be available for their children.
There's this woman in the UN, I think. She works for, what's one of those big organizations. So she actually, she's standing up for women's rights. She was like the first woman to bring her child to work. And is it the UN? You know where they sit and they all vote on stuff?
What, Congress or something?
They sit at the table and they all vote on things. It was from different countries. It might have been the UN. I'm not sure, but whatever it was, it was a big organization. You think what?
Rox, I think also, I can't even think of her name right now, but I think she's the CEO of Yahoo. It's Yahoo or Google. I think it's Yahoo.
Yeah.
It's the actual first woman CEO. And she's pregnant, and she worked all throughout her pregnancy. She's crazy, crazy, super workaholic, and she actually also brought her child to work, and she wore her child while she was
beautiful.
Working.
And that's beautiful. That should 100% be allowed, especially when they're so little, and all they do is pretty much sit. She actually brought her baby in a carrier and let her baby nurse the whole day, just nursed and played. And then as the baby gets older, whenever the baby, is in daycare or something, I think she brought her to work the first 3 months. And then after that, whenever there was a sick day or something, she always brings her kid with her. And she's actually fighting for women's more rights for
their
family.
That's great. Because I was in college. I was finishing my semester when I had my first, and I was working full-time. And thank God my school, I spoke to my professors and my boss at work, and they both allowed me to have my children. All three of my children have worked with me. They were in my wrap, in my carrier. The whole entire time I worked. And when they were old enough,
I want to do that.
It's hard as hell, but it's much better than, it's hard. And also, I was just so grateful I was able to do it. I was so grateful my professors allowed my little one in his carrier when he was little and allowed me to step out and nurse when I needed to, as long as, of course, I don't see why not, especially in school, as long as you're getting your work done and it's not affecting anybody else. I sat in the back of the class. And I, did my stuff. And if he ever made a noise or I needed to nurse him, I just step out, nurse, or I left and I got notes. If I could take care of my not disturbing anybody and I could keep my grades, then why not? What's the issue?
Yeah. I think the big problem is that America needs to stop looking at right now, getting the work done right now, but they need to start looking at the future and kind of making sure that the future, if you want to look at it from the work perspective, but your future workplace, force, they need to be healthy individuals, and that's only going to be both parents need to work, then something has to give. They have to make it more
They need their mother. They need motherly love. They don't need the nanny that takes them 24/7 and raises them. I mean, why even have a child, to be honest? Sorry if I offend people, but why have a child if you want the nanny to raise them? I mean, if you're not able to be there, what the hell is the purpose? You have to have that bond.
As a working mom, I definitely see the dilemma because it's hard. You want to have kids. I want to have kids. I want to have lots of kids, but it's impossible in where we live, in the society we live in. It's pretty much impossible to do both and not be like a pauper.
No, I totally agree that it's change. Definitely it should be change.
Actually, time for our break. Dun, dun, dun.
Great.
But,
Alrighty.
Yeah,
already?
We're going to introduce, I can't believe it. We're going to introduce the featured artist for our show this week, which is Carrie Underwood. I know you love her, Shay.
Love her. Yes, I do. Love my country, Carrie Underwood.
I was listening to her all day today. But she's actually got her start on American Idol. She's from a small town in Oklahoma. And she, thank God for American Idol, know, graced us with her beautiful music. Thanks, Awesome American Idol.
I know. We're missing it.
I cried. From all of her songs, I cried like a little baby.
I love
okay,
her.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys soon. We're going to take
right,
a break. Peace out.
History? I was always good at history. I can help you.
I'm fine, thank you.
Really? I mean, what's the subject?
Oh, hey. Come on. Hey, I am your father, young lady.
still thinking about tomorrow. It's against the rules.
What rules?
Well, I decided that tonight we would just be together, not think about stuff. It's just you and me. That's all that matters.
It was 2 weeks after the day she turned 18, all dressed in white, going to the church that night. She had his box of letters in the passenger seat, sixpence in a shoe, something borrowed, something blue. When the church doors opened up, why'd she put her veil down, trying to hide the tears? Oh, she just couldn't believe it. She heard the trumpets from the military band and the flowers fell out of her hands. Baby, would you leave me? Why'd you have to go? I was counting on forever. Now I'll never know. I can't.
Tomorrow's just another day.
The preacher man said, let us bow our heads and pray. Lord, please lift his soul and heal this hurt. Then the congregation all stood up and sang the saddest song that she ever heard.
Plan for us. It's perfect.
And you're on to the Roxy Rose Show. How's it going?
What's happening, my friends? We'd love to hear some callers.
Yeah, if anyone wants to call in, our number is 347-838-9540. So actually,
what's happening?
Jay, you told me that you had a story you wanted to share with us about a personal experience, and we never actually got back to that.
Oh, yeah? You just bring it on like that?
Yeah, well, again, we're talking about teen moms. And the different, we're trying to go at it at all angles and kind of see why, especially the United States of America, is so, like, they have the worst statistics. It's, I think, more than, maybe four times worse than any other country, really. They have the worst, everyone, pretty much there's just tons and tons of teen moms, and no one really knows why. So we're just trying to look at it at
they're
different angles,
like,
and see
freaking rabbits.
Why there's so many dumb kids in America.
In America. Only in America.
Yeah.
Rock,
so
are your kids
really
sleeping?
Excited for this. What was the story?
Are your kids sleeping?
Mine? Hell yes.
Really?
It's 9 o'clock at night, Shay.
You're crazy.
You're
okay,
crazy.
Let's
whose
go
kids
some.
Are up at 9 o'clock at night?
Anyways, okay, so...
Where are they? What are they doing now?
What are my kids doing?
Yeah.
Thank God they're not crawling at the door tonight while I'm on the show. Anyways, yeah, my kids are over at my mom's tonight. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
They're good, they're good. They might. Some of them might be sleeping. Who knows? We'll see.
Oh.
You know, another thing is that I wanted to talk about was a lot of people don't realize, and a lot of kids, because that's what they are, kids, these teen pregnancies, they don't realize that they carry, there's extra health risks to both mother and baby as teen, you know, teen pregnancies. They carry
yeah.
a lot of extra risk to mother and the baby. A lot of times the teens, of course, when you find out you're pregnant, they are scared shitless and they don't want to tell anybody. They don't want to get their appointments that they're supposed to be getting. They don't want to, you know, they don't tell anybody. They can't get their prenatal vitamins. And, of course, you know as much as I do, the first 3 months are extremely important. What you eat, what you take, your prenatal
yeah.
vitamins, you have to get the doctor, the this, the that, sooner than later. Yeah, their brains develop the first 3 months. It's extremely important. And if you're not planning it and you just have sex, you know, just, you know, carelessly like these teens are, they could either, and if that's what you're doing, they're probably drinking or who knows, doing drugs as well. And if you're not thinking about what you're doing, you could be pregnant and not even know the first 3 months.
Yeah, that's
everybody
true.
Everybody has different symptoms, and they probably just don't even, they probably are not, I think they don't even think that they'll get pregnant. They're just doing things. They're just stupid. So they probably won't even realize, and who knows what they're doing the first 3 months. But actually, they have a higher risk for pregnancy-related high blood pressure, premature birth,
holy
low
moly.
Birth weight. Yeah, so it's just, there's a whole craziness going on there. A lot of times they, you know, like I said, they're not avoiding smoking, alcohol, drugs.
Yeah, I watched that movie about that pack, and they were all at parties, drinking, and it was based off of...
Did you really?
Yeah.
The one in Massachusetts, like the, with the 17 girls in the high school?
Yeah, I think they made a movie about it. I mean, I watched a movie, it seemed.
What
I'm
do you
sure
mean? Did they know they were pregnant?
Did they know?
Or are you talking
yeah,
about
Yeah, they knew
before.
They were pregnant. They were like 8 months pregnant.
And what do you
and
mean
they
were
like,
partying?
They would like get mad at their boyfriend and then like, or their parents and go to a party and drink.
Holy shit. You know, that's
yeah,
not even
they're so dumb.
I spoke to my, I was speaking to my grandmother the other day. We were actually talking about off topic, but of how young she smoked cigarettes. We were talking about that. We were on a road trip to, when we were going up to North New York or whatnot. Anyways, and she was, and we got off topic about that, and she was saying at a, she was out at this outing, and she saw a woman who was clearly extremely pregnant, and she was smoking and drinking and unfortunately, the baby was, and she was not a teen mother. It was her first child, but she was, you know, well into her 20s. Her child is so disabled, has glasses, can't even speak, in a wheelchair bound. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's why it's so dangerous as teens also. Like, they don't realize how important the first 3 months are, and you have to know, you know, you have to kind of plan the pregnancy also to know what you need to do. It's very dangerous to be drinking and doing all this craziness.
I mean, they think, everyone thinks, oh, how is this going to harm? It's like almost with chemicals, which really bothers me. Every time I say, oh, you know, I don't eat that, or I don't like to use that because of, you know, it has this garbage in it. The biggest thing I hear.
Additives.
Everybody, everything has chemicals. Everything. Oh, this little bit isn't going to bother me. You know what? It does. It really does make a difference if you go and you change. It makes a huge effing difference. You're putting the
stress
in your body.
Yeah, it does cause ADHD. It does cause this and that. You know, diseases, cancer. They're just,
yeah, I mean,
people are very naive.
And the most, one of the most annoying things is when I hear, well, I'm fine. Well, first of all, 20 years ago, things weren't nearly as bad as they are now. Second of all, you have no idea if you're fine. First of all, everyone I know, 90% of the people who are saying that are on some sort of medication for something, or they have some sort of problem, but they don't think of it as a problem, or eczema, or pimples. You know,
exactly. They think it's the norm.
That stuff is not normal. Yeah,
it is the norm
totally
these days, Roxy.
You're getting confused. If you have something wrong with you, that's not just normal. That's probably because you're ingesting something that's making you sick. Now, if I go to a restaurant and it has MSG in the food, I'm talking to my friend today, ate something, and I almost knew immediately after I
cause
ate
and
it
effect.
That it had MSG.
Yeah.
I had the worst headache in the
because
entire planet.
Because you're healthy,
planet.
You're actually in tune with your body. A lot of these people are not in tune with their body, so they can actually eat this MSG and like all this crap, but they're not immediately affected. They are in the long run, 100%. But if you're more healthy, I feel like you feel the symptoms so much faster.
That's true. That is true. I think, I mean, not even that you feel it more, but you're more in tune, like you said. And I think when you're more in tune to your body, you know when something's off.
Rox, this is also what I was preaching about, you know, I'm so... For me personally, and I may get some haters out there, but I'm against vaccinations because there's a whole lot of unnecessary shit in them. And so many, and they're piling on these kids all of this craziness that people don't realize what it does to the body. Like all these additives, there's fetal DNA in there, squirted in there. There's, you know, there's mercury, there's aluminum, there's... whatever, there's a crazy amount of everything, and they don't read what's in them, and it does have an effect on the children. It does, and if
so
you look back,
yeah,
if you look back into when we were children, the 80s, and how many shots we got, it was minute. It is outrageous. There is a vaccination for every damn thing these days, and it's just awful. I mean, autism is on the rise, diabetes is on the rise. Asthma, and parents just don't realize that these are what's causing it. Let's look, people. Let's open your eyes and do your own damn research. Don't, whatever, okay. I could talk forever
but my
about
problem,
this.
obviously, like, I can't sit there and argue vaccines because I haven't done, you know, I have to go and do a bunch of research. We could have a whole show on that. But whenever I do read about it, I see both sides. I honestly do because the truth is that, again, I have to do some research because I'm not exactly, like, up, you know. I'm not with you or I'm not, like,
no, that's all I say. That's all I want to say to parents. That's all I say to parents. Do research. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. But the kids that don't, it does, I think you need, like, at least 75% of or more of the population to be vaccinated also. Or
why? What are you talking about?
I think because the vaccine... it will mutate if you're vaccinated and someone else doesn't have it. I think something, honestly, like I'd have to do some research on it, but I think it's something about it mutating. And if you have a vaccine, you can still get it. Or another side of the flip side, it was also with the children that are sick that have cancer, kids like that who can't get vaccines. It's really dangerous for them to be exposed to those different diseases that will kill them.
But that is the flip side. But these diseases, people that get these vaccinations, they're shed. There's like a 3-month shed period. to these vaccinations. You squirt that polio vaccination up that nose, or that flu vaccination up the nose, or whatever. There's a 3 month or three, you know, like there's a period where there's a shed. You go around a cancer patient who's not supposed. That's why they wear masks a lot of times. These people that get the vaccinations, they're spreading it to other people. I mean, that's why you get a flu shot. Most times, you're going to get the flu because you just ingested yourself with part of the flu disease. You know, like the flu itself. That's why a lot of times you get a chickenpox vaccination. You're going to get the chickenpox. Like a lot of times,
I mean, that's what happens.
Or it doesn't work. It wears off. Me too. We could talk forever about
that. Vaccine, and I got it when I was older, and it was like worse than normal.
You know what? When your doctor or whoever is getting paid to give you something like that, they get paid every time they give you a vaccination. Be wary. Do your research. And I'm not saying don't do any vaccinations. Just do your research. As a parent, as a mother, you have to do your research on everything. Don't just say, oh, I'm going to go with the herd and I'm going to go with the mass people out there that, oh, they're fine. I'm just going to do it too. Why not? It's not going to hurt my child. No way. I'm not just going to go along with the flow.
I mean, honestly, I can respect anyone's opinion. And, again, I have done quite a bit of research. I mean, not nearly enough because the Dallas time between working and children and everything. It's like one more thing I got to do research on. But I do respect anyone that tries. I really do. And
no,
I think that's a huge thing.
And I'm also, I won't lie, I have my, you know, my in-laws are both physicians, so I can't lie. I don't know even how I would be without them to back me up on my,
that's the truth.
You know, and they gave me a lot of knowledge and resources where, you know, like how to even go about. I mean, if I had a doctor like most people do telling me to do this, telling me to give this to my child or take Tylenol, take Motrin every time your child's sick or has a fever, okay, then I can't lie. I would do it also. I wouldn't listen to anybody like me who's not a physician, you know, to do the opposite. But I have, you know, two very educated, smart people who love me and, you know, give me that option and tell me what, you know, like,
that is
show
true.
Me my options, then it's a lot easier for me, I must say.
Again, back to Teen Moms.
Yes, back to Teen Moms.
This is a great example. We pretty much spend our lives working, raising children, cleaning our houses, cooking, and doing research on vaccines.
Yeah, but these teen moms also, they don't know these things. They don't know the first thing about parenting.
They have no idea.
Their hormones are outraged, going crazy, and all they're thinking about is the next football game or the next outing with their friends, and oops, pops a baby, you know, what are you going to do now? They're not even, they're learning how to change a diaper, not thinking about, you know, they have doctors and stuff telling them.
Yeah,
thinking
yeah,
about,
oh,
let me do my own research.
You know, I mean, so many people think that I'm crazy because I say, oh, I did a ton of research. I'm always reading parenting books. I mean, what the hell is so weird about that? I have children. I was given these little things that I have no idea how to read.
Oh, yeah, there's no manual.
And everything I give them and everything I say to them will change their lives forever.
I know.
And you're going to look down on me for reading a freaking how-to book on my little dumpling that I'm completely in charge of? Like, F you, with you're going to go read a manual on your little blender, but I can't sit there and read a couple books on parenting?
It's 100%.
How does that make sense?
I know,
you're
it's so true.
There.
That's great.
It really bothers me. Like, people sit there and they do research on the dumbest things.
On their computer or their camera. Where do I buy this? Where do I buy that? The best this, the best car, the best shoes.
Consumer Reports. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're just going
to
pop a baby out.
You should definitely, you know, do your research on those things. You know, if that's what gives you joy, that's your passion, go for it. But don't sit there and look at me like I'm crazy because I have a huge-ass pile of parenting books. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm completely lost. I second-guess everything I do, everything I say.
Each child is different, too. I do different things.
Yeah.
You just read more. You learn more. There's always what to learn
and
with children,
practice.
Especially.
It's like what you said about your shotgun and us shooting the robbers. You got to practice that shit.
Exactly.
That doesn't come easy. You know, I had an epiphany today.
when I was hugging my son, I was giving him a bath, and he was asking me 1,000 questions, and he just was getting into everything.
Oh,
and it is so easy. It's so easy to just be like, no.
Or
just,
to tune him out.
We'll talk later. Let's just get this over with. If you actually sit there and you explain to them why you're doing something or why they're not doing something, or if you actually take that effort, it takes so much more effort. And you really have to practice that. You even have to practice your self-control every day, every second. Just, you know, 100%. Don't say that.
Not lying, that's the same exact thing that happened to me today. My Shia, who's about to turn 4, was constant. The whole time in the car. He's a little chatterbox. I'm like, well, I was about to go insane, but I was trying so, being so patient and to listen and to give him answers, because I knew if I didn't, it would just be even worse. But, you know, he wants to know. Their little minds, like, they're just going crazy. Like, they want to know everything and why this, why that. Why is the bear, you know, like, why is this on that, or what's going on? Why are we doing this? How? why?
You know, that happened to me yesterday when I was lost for 3 hours, because it took me 3 hours to get from your house to my house.
No, you didn't. What?
Yeah,
you didn't tell
me
that?
I know, because I was so exhausted. I just went to bed. I think, at 6, right? Did I leave you at 6?
I'm so sorry.
What happened was everything was great. And then finally, Ty fell asleep, and I was just spacing out. And all of a sudden, instead of my GPS saying, hey, you're lost, it just kept, apparently there was some construction, and I think it told me to go on a street that didn't exist. And instead of, saying, red light, turn around, it kept just rerouting. And I wasn't looking because I thought I was on the right street. And it kept, just adding time. So I went from being 40 minutes away to 1 hour and 10 minutes away, and I was like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it took me 3 hours to get home. But during that time, my kid, he would not stop asking me questions. And I'm trying to focus on the road. I'm trying to focus on this awesome song I'm listening to. And he just would not stop, and I have to use, all of my self-control, because he's adorable, and I want to be there for him, but every once in a while, you just want to space out.
No, yeah.
Spacing
but
out feels so good.
Yeah, but it's craziness. Especially
it's
that
age.
It's
so funny, I look forward to just spacing out.
Yeah, right? Or turning the music up.
Yeah,
what?
I always turn the music up really high, because then they like it, and they get into it, and then they fall asleep, hopefully.
Exactly.
On a long ride.
Exactly. You can only hope.
But you still never told me this personal, you had a personal experience. I really want to know.
No, the personal experience, whatnot, it was just my sister. Both my sisters had their children young.
How old?
And they're both younger than me. My sister underneath me, she's about less than 2 years younger than I, and she just, she had a hard time. She did have a boyfriend. They weren't married.
How old was she when she had him?
I think she was, 17.
Wow.
She dropped out of high school. She didn't finish right then. Now she's taking college courses, and she got her GED, luckily. Thank God, but it's extremely hard for her. She's just constant. She works full time. She takes care of her child full time. You know, she
is she still struggling?
Right now, yeah, it's always a struggle for her. She's separated.
Which sister is this? The younger one or the
middle one?
Or the middle.
Yeah,
and
right.
Does she have support?
She does from our family, but it's just, watching her, because I'm older than her, and I was so not even thinking about kids at that time. I think I just turned 19, I believe, or something like that. So she was 19 or 20, I turned, and I felt like a kid, I was a kid, and I couldn't imagine her. She was my baby sister, and it was very hard for her. She didn't know the first thing about anything, not smart.
Did you ever ask her why she got pregnant?
No, it was definitely an accident. It was an accident.
Was she
and you're
on
like, how could you have an
anymore?
Accident like that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You know, that brings up the thing. One of my best friends has an older sister, and she's married. She has five kids now, but three times on different things, once the diaphragm, once on the pill, once something else, she got pregnant once on her period. Pill, period, and diaphragm.
What?
She got pregnant. I'm not joking you.
She went to have
not...
a super womb.
I know. Isn't
super
that crazy? I'm not lying. She had three kids, on one on the pill, one on the diaphragm, and once on her period. Like, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, she's like super freaking fertile.
Is she nervous, her sister?
What?
Is your sister nervous that she's going to get pregnant?
Oh, my friend, you're saying?
You said it was her sister that has a super uterus, right?
Yeah, so her. Yeah, so it's my friend's
so
sister.
Is she nervous it runs in the family?
Oh, no. Now, actually, it's funny. Now she's my friend's trying to get pregnant. She doesn't have kids right now, but she's going to soon, so we'll see.
Oh,
I think
nice.
Now she's hoping she has that fertile little craziness about her. Yeah, her sister's crazy fertile. I didn't even know
it
was possible. Three times. But that's also
funny,
what they
my,
say. I know somebody, huh?
When I met my husband, the first thing he said to me is, he's like, watch out, I have super semen.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I know that's
very
a little
hurting.
TMI, but... his parents, they had seven kids, and I think like half of them were I mean, they were super happy, and it was awesome, but like I think she was on birth control, and when she got pregnant with like three of them.
Oh my God.
And I'm
not going
to lie, the minute we stopped using anything, I got pregnant, like literally the second after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe he was onto something. Maybe he really knows.
Wow, that's crazy. That's another thing. I have a few friends that are trying to get pregnant now, and people don't realize that it does take time. For most people,
yeah.
For me, it took 4 months, and I thought, I was nervous. Like, I didn't know at the time that it took a lot of women up to even a year to get pregnant if you're actually trying. I thought if you're trying, then it should happen. If not, you got issues. For me, it was 4 months, and that was like eternity. I was like, why aren't
really?
I pregnant yet? Is there,
I
is there an issue with me?
I mean, I
yeah,
know
it was
just
weird.
For me, I take like 50 pregnancy tests the minute I want, like we decide we want to get pregnant.
Oh,
I'm
I know,
just, like,
I
taking
know.
Taking one every day.
Me too, I know.
Yeah.
So
I can't
true,
imagine.
You want to know.
I have a lot of friends, actually, that they're trying to get pregnant and it's taking longer. And then I'm always like, the freaking chemicals, now you want to listen to me?
I know, you have to be super healthy and everything.
In your water, there's like birth control in your water.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Also people, also for these teen moms, it's you're supposed to, from what I, know, like, for a whole year or so prior to getting pregnant, you should already starting your prenatal vitamins. You want the vitamins to get in you to absorb, to be up on your vitamins. Because the second you're pregnant and the second you have the baby and you're nursing or whatever, that baby is taking your vitamins like crazy. I mean,
yeah.
What? Oh, you'll be deficient. Like, I mean, you have to be up on your vitamins. Your baby needs every single ounce of you, your vitamins, whatever. So it's important. You have to be super healthy. And who's healthy as a teen? I mean,
nobody.
I remember me, I was not by any means. I'd have like a granola bar for my whole day, like, and I drink Diet Coke.
Fiber cereal.
I drink nothing but Diet Coke and like a granola bar. I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Like, I was just like, a normal teenager, just crazy, active, crazy, thinking about, how I looked and this and that. And
you
not trying to be healthy.
Coke?
Oh, my gosh, Rox. I didn't tell you. I was, like, a crazy
Holy.
Diet Coke fan. Me and my best friend, Nicole.
What?
Yeah, since, like, sixth grade through high school, since I knew her.
You're not going to – I mean, screw vaccines. That stuff is, like, pure acid.
No, you don't have to tell me about it. Don't – if you're out there, don't drink diet soda. It's horrible. You'll get dementia. It's awful for your brain. Bad memory, this, that. But you got to fix it. I fixed it with the coconut oil vaccine.
Coconut
I'm not
oil?
Lying. You got to
no,
have your coconut
literally
oil.
Literally fixes everything.
It does. It does. I put that shit on everything now.
That's so funny. I recently saw that on Facebook. some granola mom. They like posted something. My mom fixes everything with coconut and breast milk.
Oh yeah,
it's true.
I mean, it is
some
true.
People
it is
use
true.
Super glue. I use coconut milk.
But I know my little
some MSG for a flavor enhancer. I use breast milk.
100. Yeah, I squirt that shit in there. I was. You remember the Greek movie? What was it? The Greek Wedding. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. How the father sprayed Windex on everything. Spray breast milk on everything. My little brother-in-law, he's like 11 or whatever. He had some eye issue recently. I don't know what it was. Pink eye. It actually wasn't
did
pink
you
eye.
Did you squirt
him
with some
had,
breast milk?
I didn't, but I laughed at my husband. I was joking. I'm like, I should just put some damn breast milk in that eye. He'll be fine in a second. He'll be done.
Did you
ever
see that episode of on Keeping Up with the Kardashians when
Kim
was trying to steal Kourtney's breast milk because it helps eczema?
Yes, it does. I did see that. It was hysterical.
I need to just, like, pump a bunch of it even when I'm not nursing, just to have it around.
You got to put it in lotions and...
I always tell my husband, like, I'm going to have a bunch of guests over. I guess a prank. You know I love my pranks.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna make pod brownies made with breast milk. It would be, like, the ultimate prank.
Oh,
I haven't done
awful.
It yet.
That is disgusting. What was that prank?
I don't think any of them would ever talk to me again.
No, probably not. Oh, that reminds me. The prank on the Kardashians, did you see that also? Where she cooked her placenta and fed it to her family. Did you watch that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But it wasn't real. It wasn't really her placenta.
Oh, it wasn't? How do
no,
you know?
No, it wasn't not being it. And then we had a whole discussion around the table, like, would you eat a placenta? And I was like, hell yeah, I'd eat a placenta. And they were grossed out.
My husband's friend left.
He was like, that's disgusting.
No way, really?
I'm out of here. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't angry, but, like, it was just like, he couldn't take
like,
it.
I'm
it was too gross.
I can't.
Yeah.
That is gross. I can't do it. I don't know.
You wouldn't cook up your placenta and eat it?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to throw up thinking
What's
about
wrong
it.
With you, Shay?
Also, if you cook it, you can't cook it, Roxy. Cooking things takes the nutrients
That's
out of it.
True.
You got to have it raw. Put it in a shake.
Well, you can, like,
suck
slowly
it right up.
Cook it. You put it in dehydrate. Oh, yeah. But
he's got to put it in a shake, Roxy. What?
Let's throw some colostrum in there. Oh,
what did
God.
You say? I can't even see right now.
Oh my God. Did you touch it? They asked if I wanted to touch it after I gave birth.
Did I touch it? No, you know, with my third one.
Oh, yeah, you
had a
home birth.
Yeah, I had a home birth. There were three of them.
Did Ben ask you if you want to touch it?
No. So with my first one, I could care less what the hell is happening. I didn't even know. I was about to pass out. But she, apparently, my midwife put it in my freezer, and I didn't know. And it was like months later. I'm like, Ben, what the hell is in my freezer? What is this thing? I had no idea. And he, like, thought. He's like, you know what I think it is? I think she put your placenta in the freezer and froze it in case you wanted to eat it or encapsulate it or whatever.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
What the
fuck? Baby you have, freeze that thing. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat your placenta.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to throw up. No.
We have a date.
No.
We have a date now.
Oh.
What did you do with it?
I don't know. I think it's probably against the law. I think I just threw it out.
What did you do? You threw it out. Oh, my God. You
what?
Can get it to, like, the starving children in Romania.
You're
stuff is, like, super
You're retarded. I'll just send it, put a stamp on it.
Oh, my God.
I'll probably go to
awesome.
Jail.
A bloody package.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Sven would be like, what the
hell? Oh, gosh. I'm, like, going to throw... Spilling my cookies over here. No, I know. I've
oh
seen
God.
A lot of people. They actually do encapsulate it or smooth it up. Oh, my gosh. It could,
Why do people eat it?
Never
I don't
mind.
Even, why do they eat it?
It's supposed to really help with postpartum depression. Like, because you are deficient in vitamins afterwards, you lose a lot of blood, you lose a lot of whatever.
And then you become
so
retarded for like 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you need to be super healthy, but I don't know. They say it's supposed to be super good for
you. Dogs, I used to live on a farm, and animals, after they give birth, they eat their placenta.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's literally the grossest thing, because if you have a dog that has, like, sometimes they have, like, 10 puppies, they eat every placenta.
Oh, my.
They'll eat 10 placentas.
Oh, man. No, I cannot even imagine.
So that makes sense. And also, like, they're not going to go out hunting, you know, right after you have a baby.
No.
It's like delivery. Not delivery,
yeah.
It's DiGiorno.
Oh, my God, shut up.
The placento.
Placento. Getting your placento.
So pretty much you can't be a mother until you're willing to eat your placenta. You hear that,
yeah,
all you underage little pregnant ladies?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was so – remember I used to be like, I had to have like 500 cucumbers? I was really deficient in some vitamin. I'm serious. It was such a weird fetish. I kind of, like, my mother-in-law joked. She's like, you probably have, like, a pica. You know, like, people eat crazy crap? Like, eat their couch cushions or something? Have you seen something like that? Or eat, like, their detergent or chalk or whatever else?
Or chalk. Shay, I can't believe this, but it's actually time for break.
Break. Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
When did that happen? I hope the next half is as good as this one was. Okay. Okay, everybody, here's Terry again. Have fun. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Remember me. This
Hey guys, and we're back on the Roxy Rose Show with your host Roxy and our co-host Shay.
What's up? What's up? What's happening out there?
So, just a little recap. We're talking about teen moms and why they get pregnant and why, particularly in America, it has the highest rating. Even from Canada, it's about twice as high as Canada and the other countries. And we're just trying to look at the different angles on that. But in this part of the show, we're actually going to focus more on the guys' perspective. And we're going to focus in on why, in particular, why these guys aren't keeping themselves protected and trying to stay away from getting girls pregnant. So, Shay, what were your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, so I believe, I mean, we're talking about teen kids. We gotta really have to put our minds in a teenage boy's head. That's craziness, because the hormones are going crazy. And a lot of times, in reality, even not even teens, as in men in general, it's cool to have sex. It's cool to be, you know, have multiple partners. You're cool if you can sleep. The more girls you sleep with, the
spread your seed.
The awesome, the cooler you are. What'd you say?
Nothing. Actually, it was pretty funny. I said spread your seed.
Oh yeah,
like in the Bible.
Yes, you're spreading your seed,
multiply.
Spread the love, share the love. So
not that
the more,
love.
The better your popularity is, you're so awesome, whatever. But for a girl, you're like a hoochie mama, which you are. I mean, girls and guys, you're all hoochie mamas. It shouldn't be one's worse than the other, but it's that's how it is.
I don't know if everyone agrees with me, but I definitely think that from a man's perspective, it's definitely more of an animalistic. You know, I recently had a whole discussion with someone and how he was saying, like, for men, it's not the same as if, oh, you know, yeah, I have a girlfriend, I have a boyfriend. It's really just, like, the sex. Like, it doesn't – you're having sex with someone, you don't necessarily even have to be attached to that person. Like, it's literally just the act for men. Like, it's very animalistic.
No,
and for women,
I hear you.
Yeah,
it's emotional.
It's very emotional. It's very connected. And I don't think any woman comes out of, especially a physical relationship, the same person. But I think 100% a man could have sex with tons of different women and kind of come out the same. I think the only thing that will change is that they kind of value women less and they don't respect them as much.
I totally agree with you. I still don't think it matters. I still think men should be labeled as sluts, you know. What do you call them? What is it? I don't know. Male sluts, male whores, or whatever. Yeah. But they are also, I mean, they're both whores, but either way.
I think that's kind of where it originated from, is the fact that they're so different, and that's kind of why it was kind of looked upon for women to do that, but not for men, because I mean, that's kind of where it comes from, is that women will change and men won't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? But, definitely think that there should be more of an emphasis on men. You know, even now I see my kid, I have two boys and they're growing up, and I feel like there's so many little innuendos, oh, you're going to be a ladies' man or you're going to be a playa, and that's like cool. But if I had a daughter, God forbid, oh, you're going to, you know, get married early and be a little housewife.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, only one man for you.
It's so different. Yeah, it's totally different. And the guys are all about, you know, they like you said, the girls are all probably at 16 years old, you think that, oh, he loves me, he's going to be with me forever. You know,
he's
going to last, whatever. And the guy,
he loves your vagina.
Exactly. He's retarded. They're both retarded, but they're careless, and he's just like, oh, you're just another girl, whatever. You know, different girl every week, whatever. And the girl's really thinking like, this is forever. It's love. It's true love.
It's true love.
Mhm. And it's trouble. Trouble.
Little does
she
know, like if he's literally just he wants you to feed him, and take care of him, and that's pretty much it for him.
That's crazy.
Anyone could really do that.
put a ring on it.
The truth is,
no.
I think a lot of it is, I mean, it's societal norms. It needs to be different. And I think that also a big part of this is I think that kids that do get pregnant, I think the problem is that they kind of need more resources. And I know, like,
that's
you're
true.
Saying, oh,
counseling?
Don't get pregnant in the first place. But once you're pregnant, it comes back to that whole subject that we were talking about earlier, where I feel like in America it's looked down upon to have children and to have a family.
Yeah. Women are even, you know, they're having them later and later and later. They want the career first and the kid later. They want to be secure, which is good to be secure, but who wants to be like a
It shouldn't have
old,
to be like that.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't have to be like
you
that.
You should be
like,
able to go to school and have a child. You should be able to have a job and have a child.
Yep.
They shouldn't make it harder than it is. You know, it's already hard enough having to work and raise children. They don't have to make it harder by making all these ridiculous rules and never letting you bring your kid in. Thank God I know of a lot of people who actually work for great companies that actually let them bring their kids to work, you know, when they need to.
Yeah, no. They are out there. They should just be more plentiful, more opportunities for these young moms or
so
whatnot,
the thing
to give
is,
them more
the
options.
The truth is it happens. It does happen. It's something that we need to face the facts. And, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that don't know any better. They're really stupid. And then they get themselves in these situations, and then they're kind of stuck. And that's something that I think we really do need to change, because it's kind of like this chain reaction. You can almost guarantee if your mom had you when you were 15, that you or at least most of your siblings are going to have a child around the same age.
Yeah.
Because once you get, you know, your parents can't really help you out, so you kind of get in this stuck, in despair type of mode where you're not going to get anywhere in life and your parents can't afford college. So, you 100%. Know, you get pregnant and then you're going to, it just keeps going and going.
Have you heard
and
that country song? Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
No.
Mary, Mary, Mary Jane.
I'm not such a country girl. Shit.
Oh, my God. I am. So he talks about, like, being in the trailer park and everybody's the same.
I
all... In a trailer park?
No, I always wish that I was more into country. I just can't.
You can't. I love country. I love a lot of different genres, but I really like country. I don't know.
I just can't, like, when I listen to country radio, like, 90% of it I don't like. But, like, Carrie Underwood I like.
Well, she's more country pop. Like, can't really call her country. Same with Taylor
Swift.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like the hardcore, hokey-dokey.
I lost my dog. Bow, 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 bow.
I like Rascal Flatts, but I don't know how country they are.
Okay,
so,
yeah, they're country. So what you were saying, like, it's so true. That's why I'm a big advocate. You have to work hard. You're constantly working for yourself to change yourself and to work on, you know, so it's you better the next generation type of thing. Like, I want my children to grow up better than I grew up. You constantly have to work on yourself to change yourself as a whole. Work on, if you have anger issues, you constantly have to work on that, like controlling it, or if you have whatever it may be.
Oh, my gosh, Gigolos. Thank God for Tay, the producer. He just filled me in. It's Gigolos.
What
the male
are you talking? Huh? Oh.
Remember you couldn't remember the word? Thank you, Tay, the producer.
That's funny. I'm like, what are you saying, Gigolos?
Gigolos.
Male Gigolos. That's so funny. That was, like, the first rated R movie I ever saw. I snuck into it as a kid.
Gigolos. Oh, wait.
Male
with
Gigolo.
The guy with the black hair?
Rob or something. What's his name? He's hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, like, really young.
Rob something.
Snyder. Rob Snyder.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't like that.
Do you want steak? Remember that
Do
movie?
You want what? I think he had, like, a couple sequels to that.
Do you want steak? You know, when he's going in there to the really big lady? She wants
no.
Whatever.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Haha. so embarrassing if anybody's listening. Okay, anyways.
Why are you embarrassed? I grew up with so many brothers. That's all we watched.
Oh, yeah?
These stupid movies, American Pie.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Also, I wanted to make a point about going back to the Teen Mom show. I feel like that the, you know, kind of the, what? Okay. What are you doing over there? I see. Anyway,
about the gigolo thing.
You're retarded sometimes. You know that?
I do. It's a very long day for me. You have to give me some credit over here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, that's great. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, the cons of the Explosive Diary show are, you know, the teen stars. A lot of times they show, like, they make so much money off of those shows, and they're buying houses, and you know, like they're getting breast implants. They're making a shitload of money. And are you there? It makes it hard for these, you know, crazy hormonal teens to be watching these shows, these new little starlets that are having these babies. It's hard to differentiate themselves from these little starlets, and they're thinking, oh, maybe, you know, it's a possibility, maybe if I get pregnant, somebody will, you know, pick me up, want me to be on the show, I'll get my, you know, it's all glorified. Shut up, you're retarded.
I got a bug, I'm sorry. I got the laughing bug. It happened. No, but I completely hear what you're saying, even though I'm laughing.
Uh-huh. You never listen to me.
Shay, that is not the truth. Shay, you can't talk about our first little problems on air.
Why?
That's an American counselor, okay?
What are you saying? Anyways. Yeah. Did you ever watch it when it...
So, Shay, at the end of the day, who do you think's to blame? The boys or the girls? Or they're both little kids?
They're all retarded. They're all retarded. You know, it's not even the boys or the girls. It's the parents, okay? It's these parents that should be controlling their crazy hormonal kids. Hormonal.
I had the same problem with something earlier. Statistics, that was it.
I know, I remember. Something what? Statistics?
And so pretty much it comes down to that America sucks, so we need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So let's go run for presidency.
Mm-hmm. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah,
never-ending.
But I did have an inspirational story that I read earlier about this one girl who, I don't know, she grew up in this. Some sort of, you know, the ghetto somewhere, poor. And she had a big family she was living with. And I think she got pregnant when she was, like, 15. And her whole family was telling her she would never do it. She could never do anything, you know, because once you have a kid, that's it. You know, just they kind of, which I think is a big problem, is people stifling your dreams. And not that
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously you should be realistic, but it's definitely good to keep your dreams and keep going and keep hoping because, you know, what's the worst that could happen? They kept telling her, no, you're not going to amount to anything. Don't even try. And then she went on. She worked her butt off, and she said her kid was in daycare from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at night. She used to work. She had a full-time job, a part-time job, and she was putting herself through school. And she actually went on to become a lawyer, a really high-powered lawyer, and she went and she put herself through. She got through high school. She got through high school with, I think, 60 credits. So then she went through college, and she got into a good college. And I don't know how she did this. I don't think there's enough hours in the day to actually do this. So, yeah, I mean, it was a crazy story, but, I mean, now she's a big lawyer. I mean, it seems pretty legit. I just have to
Seriously.
Say that's amazing. It kind of gives you kudos to yourself, you know, as a mom. Like, I would feel, like, so crazy. Like, how do I get everything in, and how do I be a good mother and work and do all these things? But You know, then you read these stories about these women, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you have to read them. You have to. It's very inspirational. That's crazy.
But, yeah. It's a beautiful
teacher. Keeps you motivated. I mean, kids are very motivating.
But I think with not just having children, I think it's really important to motivate yourself and to educate yourself and keep yourself. It's just like with anything. You have to constantly keep motivation. And I think parents also get into, like, you know, parenting slumps where they need to go and they need to motivate themselves to be good parents.
Yeah, it's called, like, vacations.
Exactly. They should, like, we should have the government, we should, like, petition for them to just give out vacation vouchers for people who have kids so they can be more productive.
No, exactly. You know, about the, have you ever seen or heard about how Google allows all their workers, have you ever seen, like, the huge headquarters for Google? They have this massive, like, crazy amount of stories building, and they allow their workers to – they actually make their workers, like, go work out. They have a gym there. They have really healthy food.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're creating for the Google website, so they want them to be as, you know, have as much inspiration as they need.
Oh, I think I did hear about that, and they have nap time.
Yeah, they have sleeping rooms. They have – and I'm not just talking about sleeping rooms. I mean, these are, like, crazy, crazy – you know, whatever they possibly want. There's places for their laundry. There's places to do, to work out, to eat, to whatever they could possibly imagine. I mean, just little things like that, like a little room. I don't know. Just, I think, you know, motivate your workers by doing little things like that, allowing them to go out for a little walk. Go walk around the block. I don't know, anything like that.
Anything to just mix it up and get you out of that, like, laser beam of
hell
when you're working.
You can't just work.
Yeah, you gotta stimulate your brain.
Yeah, you need a break. Every once in a while, you need a break.
Just 10 minutes.
What?
Just like a 10-minute
break.
Yeah, 10
minutes or anything. Exactly. Everybody needs breaks from whatever they're doing.
I told my husband I wanted him to meditate. And I was like, can you stop for 5 minutes?
No, exactly.
Minutes,
I told my husband he should do yoga.
Oh, really? At work?
Well, yeah. I always tell him he needs to stretch more. He does need to, like, stretch and get in tune. I don't know. I think everybody should do yoga. Yoga is amazing.
Yoga is. I've been actually really trying to meditate. I'm really bad at it because I think when you're bad at it, you need to do it even more.
Oh, man, I'm horrible.
It's like when you're
sick,
you need to get – you can't?
No, I can't meditate. I can't – I hate taking baths. I'm not, like, the bath kind of person. Just sit there and relax.
Yeah, that's why you need to try harder to do that.
Oh, my gosh. I hate
that. But it's really important to meditate. Or even not meditate, but if you're a religious person, just to pray. Like, they say
it's really
important to just put your mind into something like that.
Or even
so important. You need to let your brain rest.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they also are big on that in yoga and trying to get yourself to just not think about anything. And it's really hard. It's good. Everybody should do it. It's relaxing.
Yeah. I actually love taking baths. It's like the only time that I, like, make sure to shut my brain off so I feel like a good person. I'm doing the right thing. It's like when you exercise. You don't want to do it, but when you do it,
not even when
you're
doing it. After you do it, you appreciate it.
Yeah. So it's actually coming to the end of our show. So I wanted to thank all the listeners. And once again, wanted to let you know you're listening to the Roxy Rose Show on It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly, Shay, we keep it real.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real.
Make sure you're tuned next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540. Don't forget to like the Roxy Rose Show on Facebook. I'm your host, Roxy Rose. And my co-host is, drumroll,
Shay. See you later. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Roxy Rose Show, live on It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch Roxy Rose and Shay Rose on Facebook and Twitter at The Roxy Rose Show at roxyroadshow@gmail.com. Listen to The Roxy Road Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540 or by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/JRail. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly,